never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the phones anytime. We take all callers all the time. 844-967-2789.
Well, when we're damn good and ready, we get to them sometimes. Dom, you know, I was just sort of scrolling the screen, going through a little Facebook during the commercial break, and I see your girl, Vicky McKenna. Facebook thinks we should be friends. Slow down, Zuckerberg.
Easy on those algorithms, Facebook. You don't know everything.
You should hear what she says about the Zuckerbucks. And she's strapped in this photo, Dom. She's wearing like a black tracksuit, you know, looks sort of SWAT team-ish. Got a ball cap on, got the, you know, the Terminator shades. And then she's strapped. She's got like an AR-15 style, you know, little mini AR-15 around her neck.
Oh, how cute.
And she's got this look like Dominic on her face. So I'm gonna swipe left on that one. I'm just
not gonna be. You got enough right wing host friends, Curdy.
I have too many right wing host friends. Dom, you know, I would just wonder, is Vicky McKenna supporting the candidacy of Adam Steen? And shouldn't you also support the candidacy of Robin Voss's primary opponent, just like Donald Trump does?
It's the Wisconsin GOP is a mess right now. Where are the headlines? And someone mentioned this yesterday. I think it's a great point. Where are the headlines saying that the GOP mega is divided? It's in disarray. What's going to happen? The party is in turmoil, and it literally is. You got Pence in town today with Clayfish. You got Trump coming Friday for Michaels.
Proxy battle, baby. Proxy battle at high noon.
You got former Governor Scott Walker, you know, on Rebecca's side as well. Then you got, and of course, I'm assuming, I guess I haven't heard specifically what Robin Voss, if he has endorsed in the Republican GOP race. I'm not clear.
Yeah, Adam Steen, has. I think he's endorsing.
And of course, Adam Steen coming up against Robin Voss. They are in turmoil. We know that there should be much more reporting on what a crap show the WIS GOP and what the MAGA is in general.
Well, and if you think my little buddy Dominic's exaggerating, you didn't watch the Sunday night GOP gubernatorial debate. The loudest applause of the night came when Charles Benson, the moderator, asked a question of Ram Jam, also Dominic's buddy, gubernatorial third place contender Ram Jam.
Way down in third.
Started to ask him a question about his prior statement about wanting to punch Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in the nose. And before he could finish the question of the panelist of the gubernatorial candidate / amateur pugilist, the crowd cheered so loud they interrupted the moderator. It was the biggest applause line of the night. The thought that someone would punch Robin Voss in the nose. And I would say that makes the man quite vulnerable.
Well, it's right on right issues.
White on white violence?
Right on right, man. It's right on right. And that's righty, what happens.
Righty-whitey violence?
Yes. Yes. I mean, those are all conservative Republicans in that room, and they are cheering, just like they were cheering when they were watching Trump's goons ransack the Capitol. I mean, the loudest applause line was a threat of violence against a fellow MAGA, against a fellow Republican. That's what that party is, man. What a disaster. What a shame.
Shame. You know, shame. I think we got to start laying down some bets here, Dom. You know, some gentleman's wave.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wagers. All right, some friendly wagers. Like what do
First
you think?
First and foremost, I think with the support of the Devil's Advocates radio audience, I think Adam Steen could be your primary winner coming out of Mount Pleasant. It just takes like 1,600 of you to make it so. So I'm cheering and encouraging those that, you know, don't otherwise have a, you know, a dog in the Democratic primary any longer to, you know, cross over, go wait in, and consider voting for Adam Steen.
Now, I appreciate your thought there, Curdy, and if they're going to take some action, I'd say, no, Steen's not going to win. So that's our friendly bet. But let me ask you, Does
well, Steen... since the assembly speaker and a longtime incumbent, I think you should give me like 3-2.
3-2? What's the money line, man? All right, 3-2, Crudy. You get it. You get some odds, man.
Steen, and you got, and you've got, you know, the incumbent, Robin Voss.
No,
so Dominic endorses Robin Voss. You heard it here first.
No, Steen, I'm just taking the action. I'm not endorsing anybody. I'd vote for the Dem, whoever who's running down there. Do we know who the Dem is and the general?
I don't know, but
all right.
When do the Packers play Detroit? Because I want that action.
But Steen is presumably, I don't know, I haven't, you know, studied the man's record, but from what the reporting I've heard, seems to be an election denialist. Of course, she's getting Trump's endorsement.
Oh,
that
yeah.
says a lot. So presumably Steen would be in a worse person than Robin Voss in the assembly? Is that possible?
He would have zero power. He would have no power. You know, the difference is Robin Voss has like 14 staffers. Robin Voss has the power, you know, accepting the Janelle Branch and Tim Rantham. And who's the third guy? Is it Witchkurse? I forget who got on board the decertify the election train. But Robin Voss is a very powerful man, perhaps the most powerful legislative Republican. If we can take out Robin Voss and replace him with some rookie green lawmaker, I'd still take it down. Because Adam Steen ain't going to get a seat at the strategery table. Know what I mean? And Robin Voss is there right now. So when you talk about making the policies, writing the budget, making committee assignments, those things are all Robin Voss's domain currently. Adam Steen doesn't get to assume those responsibilities.
Sure, not as,
if he
as
beats him in the primary.
As a rookie. So who does assume those responsibilities?
Well, I think you or I should, Don, but it doesn't work like that. But I have another wager for you. You know how Donald Trump, you know, the political kiss on the cheek, as is the custom when a female comes up on the stage. Well, who is the announced female guest? Janelle Branchon. Have you seen her? I'll bet you $5 Trump does not kiss that face. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. More wagering, perhaps.
Shame. Didn't mean to embarrass your mom.
Shame.